Father, I looked out upon this congregation and I see faces that truly do love you. Father God, these people have been through the furnace of affliction over and over and over again. And they still hung on tight to your everlasting arms. And Father God, I'm asking that tonight, during Resurrection Week, that you give them every blessing of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Father God, whatever the need, to meet it. And Father, we thank you for tonight's service. I thank you for your Holy Spirit being here in all your glory. I thank you for your Son, Jesus. I thank you for your angels that are walking to and fro throughout the congregation. And Father God, I'm asking that tonight you start opening up the eyes and let these people see your angelic host. We've been talking about them for years. Others are saying they're seeing them, but we have not. We've seen one here and there, but Father God, let each person see their angel that is assigned to them. And let them know, Father God, that you have them covered totally and completely, 24/7. And there is nothing to fear, for you're in total control of our lives. And Father, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as I said that it came to mind, you know, my daughter Teresa, she finds every deer there is on the highway, all right? I think she has something on her car that says, "Here comes Teresa." And the other night, we see a lot of deer as we go home. And the other night, we got about 5 miles from home, and there's deer all along the road. But 5 miles from home, the Holy Spirit said to me, "I want you to pray protection of angels around about your car, that the deer don't hit you." And we went around a corner, and there stood one deer right in the middle of the road, and 4 other ones along the edge of the road waiting to come out on the road. See, that's how much God cares. He didn't have to tell me them deer around the corner, because that's what he was doing. He said, "Pray right now." He could have told me pray 10 minutes before that, but he said, "Pray right now." That had your protection round about you in the vehicle. You know, your God cares about every area of your life. I don't care what it is. He cares about every area of your life. And the sooner you get that into your spirit, man, the sooner you're going to live a life full of Christ. But until you understand it, you're always going to be fretting. You're always going to be worried about this thing and that thing and the other thing. But God doesn't want us to fret about anything. He wants us to understand with clarity of heart that he's just with us and takes care of us. Amen. Those deer didn't surprise him. He knew they were going to be there. But they would have surprised us if he hadn't told us they were going to be there. Amen. Well, you know, I might get to communion tonight. I don't know if I will or not. But I got everything all together, got it all typed up, all printed out, all sent to where it had to go. And I went to get up off my chair, and God said, "I want to give you a word." So I sat down. I thought, that's nice. He's going to give me a word for the day. Well, he kept talking and talking, so we're going to get the word tonight. And maybe we might get to communion. All right. Now, turn that off a second. You know, God has been talking about the remnant for quite some time now. He's given us a prophetic word about it that I taught on. He's given us the word of the day that we put out there. He's talked to us about the remnant in a lot of different ways. And today he talked to me about the remnant again. I think it's in the bulletin. I'm not sure now what I put where anymore. But anyhow, something came across my email, and it was a young man, and it said the remnant. So I opened it up, and I read that thing. And everything that was in there, it looked like he took everything that God's been telling us and just put it together under his name. Now, I know he didn't do that. What I'm getting at, the point is here, is God is using the remnant right now. And he's letting everybody be informed that it's time that the remnant comes on the scene. When I read all that and I knew what God had said to me, I said, "God, you can't get any clearer than that." Amen. So are you the remnant or are you not? Your head should go this way. It's not a bobble that bobbles around. Yes, I'm part of the remnant church. All right, now let's go ahead and go into the reason why we sang Lion of Judah. I didn't have that on the schedule, even though my kids love it, and I do too. But God started us out like this. The Lion of Judah is roaring, and all will hear that roar in one way or the other. For the saved, it will be a roar of total victory. For those who missed the open door of opportunity, it will be a roar of deep, engrafted sorrow and remorse. God told us that he's finished judging the church. And he told us, he showed me in a vision, we have a very, very narrow opening yet before the door closes. Now, that was, a week or two ago. I don't know if the door's already closed or not. But God gave everybody an opportunity to get in that door before he closed it. God said, victorious church, remnant ones, we are going to experience the greatest victory of souls in history. I know I have spoken that over and over again, but you will truly see this great influx of damaged souls coming into the houses of true worship and praise. Now, this is for you all because God said, I want to speak a word. All right. God said, you have lifted the banner high, and you have made sure you have kept the standard of holiness that my word demands. And you can read that in 1 Peter 1:16. God said, I covet your praise, and I covet your worship before the throne, even in times of great distress. In other words, even when you thought life wasn't worth living, you still praised and worshiped the Father. You have not yet entered into the fullness of who I am, but many are ready to enter, and I am ready to pull you into a position of total and complete authority over the evil darkness in this land. Now, didn't God speak to us at the beginning of this service that we had entered into the fullness of him? Didn't he say that? So let's read this again. Now, see, he said this before this happened. I covet your praise, and I covet your worship before the throne, even in times of great distress. Then he said, you have not yet entered to the fullness of who I am. But many are ready to enter, and I'm ready to pull you into a position of total and complete authority over the evil darkness in this land. He said earlier today at 3 o'clock, this is when he gave me this, that you weren't ready. But tonight, after praise and worship, he said, you are ready, and I pulled you in. Isn't that what he said? I'm trying to remember what he said, all right? So, you entered in. Don't let the devil tell you you didn't. Then God said, it is time for the suddenlies in deliverance ministries. Suddenly the demons will cry out, Son of Man, what do you have to do with us? And you'll find that in Matthew 8, 28 through 32. Then you shall just speak four words in the name of Jesus, and they will flee. You hear now? If you're demon-possessed, all you have to do is say, devil, in the name of Jesus, you cannot stay in my body. And since it's your body and you have the power and authority in Jesus' name, they have to obey your voice. And they have to go. God said, church, you are on a roller coaster ride of your life. One thrill after another as you destroy the works of the enemy. And destroy the works you shall, for I have spoken it, and I am not a man that I should lie. You find that in Luke 10:19. You are on a roller coaster ride of your life. And when he said that, I got to thinking about the roller coasters are throwing people off. You know? And I thought it's a dangerous ride, but he said that's where we're at. One throw after another as you destroy the works of the enemy. See that? You just wait and see what is in store for those who love me and have paid the ultimate price for this resurrection power to flow through their beings. I am that I am, and there is none other like unto me. You are my prodigies, and I have brought you up hither, and up hither you will stay. No more vacillating back and forth. Your feet have become rooted and grounded in me, and they will stay rooted and grounded in me. You will know that the fullness of the Godhead mightily, the fullness of his essence, and you shall see all darkness bow at your feet. That's in Colossians 2:9. Did you see? He says, you've already done all this. You've already entered into all this. It's not something that we're looking to get into. We're there, saints. We're there. And when we entered, we invited the Holy Spirit in. I mean, he came in great waves of God's glory, great waves of God's glory. He hasn't done that before, has he? We've had a battle through praise and worship and everything else. But tonight, I mean, things have been different. But tonight, we have entered into the fullness of God, like he said. All right? Then he says, mighty warriors of the cross, you have crossed over into the biggest mystery in heaven. And you shall bring those mysteries back into the earth realm. And you shall use them to bring salvation to a lost and dying civilization. God's been inviting us to come up into heaven, hasn't he, so we can learn the mysteries. Aaron, you're getting ready to have an out-of-the-body of experience. You're going to have a glorious time with the Lord. You're going to stay there for a while, so just get settled in. And this is really God saying this to you, Aaron. You've been crying out and crying out and crying out, and now is your time. Now is your fullness of time. And what the enemy has been trying to do to you, son, he can't do it. He cannot accomplish the evil works that he was trying to do to you. You've made the thrust from the earth to the heavenlies, and you are in my presence continually. I've lost my place. Is that brood of vipers? The brood of vipers will bow their knees to your voice of command, and they will flee from your presence, never to be seen ever again. And you can find that Matthew 12, 34 through 37, and Matthew 23, 33 through 39. And Aaron, God is saying to you, son of man, I am your father. I am your father. I'm your mother. I'm your brother, and I'm your sister. All you need is me, son. All you need is me and my glory. I've seen your tears. I've heard your cries. I've even seen you beat on the wall. And I've answered your prayers. And son, you have made it, and you will not recede into darkness ever again. But you will just keep marching forth into the light, brighter and brighter and brighter, until it dispels all darkness round about you. And I am going to vindicate you, son. I have come in all my glory, and I am going to vindicate you. Thank you for not compromising your walk with me. Thank you for standing your ground, even though it was hurt you to the very core of your being. Thank you for standing your ground, son. This is your hour to shine, and shine you shall. Total, God says total, and I mean total and complete freedom from the wiles of the wicked one. You have been waiting for this time, and this time has overtaken you. You find it in Ephesians 6:11. Then listen to what God's saying, because he wants a reaction here. Who in this house tonight can believe the report? We can take the land. If you can believe, then receive. Take the land right now. Take it right now. Do not hesitate. The land is yours for the taking. He says, reach up, reach up, reach up, and conquer on all sides. Chris Lynch, God is saying to you, son, take the land right now. Don't let anybody ever again come into your pea field. Take the land. Destroy it. Those things around about you, son, that have been coming against you and plaguing you all these years. Take the land, son. Conquer it right now. Conquer the enemy of your soul right now, son. This thorn in the flesh will be seen no more if you conquer the land right now. If you can believe that I can come and remove the thorn, son, it is yours right now. Take it. Take it. Take it into the very core of your being. I'm going to read this over again so it makes sense. All right. Who in this house tonight can believe the report? We can take the land. That's the report. All right. If you can believe, then receive. Take the land. Take it right now. Do not hesitate. The land is yours for the taking. Mary, still God saying, take your family. Take your family right now. Reach up and take your family right now. Conquer the enemy that's been in your household and trying to tear your family apart. Take your family back from the enemy's grasp right now. As you take it back, God is there. God is doing what you're asking him to do. He's conquering the land for you. Just take it right now. Just take it right now. And Mary, you say, no weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. The enemy has been trying, daughter, from day one to take you back. But you would not go back. You would not compromise. Even there was times you fell on your knees and said, God, I can't do this no more. You stood back up again. And you conquered the land. Now take it all tonight. It's your pea field. You have authority over your family. Take your family back tonight. And there's something about your business. Take your business back too. The enemy has tried to slither into the business. And God said, chop his head off right now. And I see the snake. Mary, chop his head off right now. See yourself chopping his head off. And God said, Mary, he has no business ever in your land. None. Well, then God said, I'll just finish his last statement. He said, I am with you and I am foreordaining this siege. So God's foreordaining your freedom as you take back your land. Whatever your land is, take it back. Just take it back. Thank you, Father. Could be your finances. Devil could be stealing your children. Whatever it is. You know, he could be tying up your money. Whatever it is, take it back right now. Because God said, I am with you and I am foreordaining this siege. And he wants you to conquer on all sides. Conquer on all sides. Don't let any open space for the enemy to come in. Conquer on all sides. You can read about that in Isaiah 53:1 and Numbers 14:1 through 25. Numbers 14 is a powerful chapter. Then God goes on to say, you need never worry about what tomorrow holds. And how many wonder what the future holds? He says, for I am in every tomorrow. I have told you to live one day at a time, and that is what you will do from this second forward. For this day holds enough victory. He said victory. He didn't say problems. He said victory. Tomorrow holds more victories. On and on it will go from this day forward. You see that Matthew 6:34. There is such a powerful anointing in this house tonight for freedom. For freedom. And the ones of you who came out here, God foreordained for you to be here. As I look around, your leaders and God is telling you, you are free to go forth, minister his gospel, and win the lost to Christ. Then God goes on to say, the vipers are scurrying about. They knew this day was coming, but they were believing you would stay bound to this earthly realm. They did all in their power to keep you under their feet, but you learned the way of escape and you took it. I am opening up your ears at this given second to hear the screams of the underworld as they are scurrying about trying to escape the words you are declaring over the darkness. Everything you've been taking back, the devil is just trying to run away from hearing those words because he knows now he has no more victory over you, that you are the victorious one. And God said, just tell the big fly to leave, Beelzebub. Tell him to leave right now that you're walking in total victory. Amen. Then God said, listen up. So listen up. You have all power and authority over the bowels of darkness. You are the ones I have given resurrection power to. I never gave power to the bowels of hell. They are working on their own strength. But you, on the other hand, you are working in my heavenly strength. And because of this, no evil shall befall you and take you over from this day forth. Let's read this again. Listen up. You have all power and authority over the bowels of darkness. You are the ones I have given resurrection power to. I never gave power to the bowels of hell. They are working on their own strength. But you, on the other hand, you are working in my heavenly strength. And because of this, no evil shall befall you and take you over from this day forth. And you'll find it in Psalm 91, 10 through 12. Do you believe this? Listen up.
Yes.
The enemy has no more power or authority over you.
Amen.
He never really had any. He just made you believe he did. And you are free tonight, and free you shall stay. Amen.
Amen.
You have to know this in order to go out there and free the lost. And I can see you know this tonight. God has opened the windows of heaven, and you're able to receive all that he has for you tonight. Then he says, shout! And then he says, roar! For the Lion of Judah has roared. The thunders and lightnings have come, and all salvations are secure in me. You know, years ago, God told me, he says, daughter, watch for the thunderings and the lightnings, because that's when my glory will come down. And God said, here, the thunderings and lightnings have come, and all salvation is secure. You don't know what this does for me. I've been waiting for these things for so many years, and finally they're here. And I want you guys to enter in and to receive it in all of its fullness, just like I have. We're not beggars. We are children of the Most High God. And the enemy has no control over us. We have control over the enemy. Then God says, touch not my anointed ones, was and is my declaration to the entire world. My anointed ones have paid the ultimate price, and they are up and running already. Every one of us in here, we are the elect, we are the anointing ones. And what did he say? We are up and running already. And the devil knows that tonight too, I guarantee you. And I know that all hell is trembling, because they woke up the giant. The giant is awake, and the giant is coming after him. Yeah, amen. Amen. You can find that in 1 Chronicles 16:22. Then God said, go forth this hour in total victory.
Yes.
Take the stance of victory from this night forth and never once look back. Victory is always in front of you. What is behind, never to be resurrected ever again. Don't you ever come to me looking defeated. I'm going to boot you. Amen?
Amen.
If you see me doing that, you do the same to me, all right? All right, God said the path before you is clear, and the enemy cannot strew his venom on it ever again.
Yes.
Stay firm in your convictions.
Amen.
So there was at one point the enemy was spewing his venom all over our path. But God said, not anymore. It's done. God said, the world is watching and they are waiting for your next move. What is your next move? It is a move of mighty force that tears down the walls of division and brings the captives out of captivity into my marvelous light.
Amen.
Let's read that again. It is a move of a mighty force that tears down the walls of division and brings the captives out of captivity into my marvelous light. You find that in 1 Peter 2:9. God said, you will never understand the fullness of the Godhead mightily, but you will have a glimpse of it and you will walk in its presence. The forces of darkness would love to see what you see, and they would love to walk in the fullness of what you walk in, but they know that is impossible. Let me read that again. The forces of darkness would love to see what you see, and they would love to walk in the fullness of what you walk in, but they know that is impossible, for they are bound in the abyss forever. They are jealous of your positions in me, and they desire to tear you out of that position, but there is no way they can do that. You are cemented, you are secure in the arms of Christ tonight, and no devil in hell can have you ever again. God said, you see, they know and understand what is happening more than you do. You must take a stance of victory 24/7 and defeat the enemy on all fronts. Behold, I am with you always, and I will never leave you powerless. All power and authority is what I give you, and I will never take it from you. That's in Matthew 28:20. Walk, little ones, walk with a calm assurance that you are mine, and I have spoken, and so shall it be. Resurrection life. What better could we ask for? God is always for us and never against us. The enemy is always against us and never for us. And aren't you tired of him coming by every day and tearing your life apart? Aren't you sick and tired of the wiles of the evil one? You need to go forth and tell that lost and dying world that there is a Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ, and he is resurrected. He is sitting at the right hand of the Father, and he's never going to come back down there again. He's in his rightful place, and he's going to stay there. Now, God told you what your rightful place was tonight, did he not?
Yes.
Are you going to be like Jesus and stay there?
Yes.
God said you are, and I believe God. I believe I'm never going to see anybody in this room ever turn around again and be stupid. I really don't. I just really know that I know that you are cemented and secured in Christ. That no matter what the enemy has done to you, and some of us have gone through hell back more times than we care to think about, you're not going to let any of that bother you ever again, because you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. And you're going forth victorious tonight. And you know that you've taken back your land. And the enemy can't ever take it back from you, because you are solid and you are secure in Christ.
Yes.
Not in your own flesh, but in Christ. And you know, we are still flesh and blood. The world is still all around us, and even in our homes, right? But we don't have to partake of any of that. We can stay secure in Christ. And sometimes I really believe that when we get a little bit cocky, that God will put us in the enemy's camp, you know, around unsaved people, to let us see what we really have, and let us see how other people are in bondage, and then want to pray for them more than we ever did. There's other people that we prayed for, and God has said, shake the dust from your feet, because they're not going to change. They don't want me. Those you shake the dust from your feet, and you go, don't go back and pray for them again. You don't go back and talk to them about salvation. They're in God's hands now, and I really feel sorry for them. Because when you get to that place, because I've seen people in that place, it's not fun and it's not easy. It's a hard road to hoe. So you who are not the remnant in here tonight, what do you really want from God? Do you want security in God? Or you just want to be able to do your thing your way and just expect God to take you on up into heaven? That is not going to happen. We have to work out, according to God's word, we have to work out our salvation daily. Once saved, always saved is alive from the pits of hell. You can go ahead and believe that, if you keep believing that if you want, but that is not the truth. And on judgment day, you won't be able to say, God, well, nobody ever told me the difference, because I'm just telling you tonight. And one time God said to me, he said, it'd been better they never walked through those doors and heard what they heard, because now I'm holding them accountable for what they just heard. So sometimes, you know, you might be better off just staying home or doing whatever. I don't suggest that, What I suggest is that when you hear the truth, you do the truth and ask God to set you free. I'm hearing God said, the bondages that have been over your head all these years, many years, some of you 20 years you've had bondages over your head, have been broken this night and you're free. And God's going to let you see that. He's going to confirm that. He's going to let you see that you're truly free. And then what he expects you to do is give a testimony of it. Your testimony will encourage others that there is a way out. There is a way of escape. And that is Jesus Christ. And, you know, we always say Happy Easter. I don't really like to say Happy Easter because this is resurrection. It's resurrection. And I was looking for a Christian picture today about Easter, and there popped up this big brown egg with Jesus coming out of it. I thought, how could you do that? How could you ever do that? I think what you need to say Sunday is Happy Resurrection Day, not Happy Easter. Happy Resurrection Day. And God's been telling us he wants to resurrect us from the dead. He did that tonight. If you didn't feel him when we sang that song and when he spoke to us, then you're dead. I mean, you really are dead because God came in awe of his presence. And then when he spoke such loving words to us. Did you ever, Chris Lynch, look at people and think, how can you not serve God? You know, when you know they know about God, God's asking you, have you ever thought about that? He says, son, I want you to tell them about the resurrection. I want you to just walk up to them and boldly say, you know, Jesus is love. And then God said he'll put the words in your mouth because he's going to have you do that now, even on your job site. Isn't that awesome? He's saying, I don't think so. Amen. God said in this prophetic word he gave, wasn't that a good prophetic word?
Yes.
You know, just when he just starts out, the boy, there's no way you can even think of those words, right? But he said in this prophetic word that we are totally, completely free.
Yes.
Now, if you're sitting here with any doubt, you need to come up to the altar and we'll pray for you. That really is an altar call, but if you want to, we'll make it an altar call. Because I looked at some of you picked this up tonight and you grasped hold of it and the devil can't take it from you anymore.
Right.
Because you know that God is in control of your life. And the enemy has no more place in you. And that's what Jesus said, didn't he? Satan has no place in him, right? So are you claiming to carry Jesus inside of you? Well, then Satan has no place in you. Are you claiming that you're Holy Spirit filled? Well, then sin has no place in you. Because the Holy Spirit and sin can't abide together. I'm hearing God say, so you might split hairs about that, but that's the truth. Come on. The Holy Spirit was given to you to convict you of sin. And if you could still sin and not be convicted, then you don't have the Holy Spirit. You really do not. And, you know, you've been told a lie by the enemy, and you need to receive the Holy Spirit in all of its power so that you can stay free from sin. And we know that God says he's not a man that he should lie, and he is not. And he never tells a lie. And when he gives us a teaching, it's something we're supposed to take into our bosom and never let go of. I knew that this Easter time was totally different. And I have a hard time going back and teaching teaching the normal Easter messages. Because you know what? Nothing is normal anymore. Everything is different. We're living in a new a 40-year dispensation of time. And so what we've been doing is rhetoric. You know, just everybody teaches this message, and we got to teach it. No, we don't. Nobody else has taught that message. But it was good, wasn't it?
Amen.
Do you understand what God's saying to you? Don't go with the norm. Because you are going to be abnormal from this night forth. You're never going to be the same. Don't even try to walk the same. well, I've got to compose myself. No, you don't. No, you don't, because what God did here tonight is totally new, totally awesome. And I'm so glad you came out, and I'm so glad you received. My heart's overflowing tonight because you guys have made it to a level that that some will never make. And God's ready to use you. So don't be surprised at what he uses you to do from this night forward. If you're a vessel of honor that he's promised you he's going to work through, then he's begun the work. Believe me, I'm telling you the truth. God has dropped his glory. And God is moving in unprecedented ways. And we are going to see the signs, wonders, and miracles. Maybe not the way we want to see them or think we're going to see them, but we're going to see them. And it's going to blow our minds at what God's doing. Are you ready to jump into that pool of Bethesda? This is what God said. Are you really ready to jump into that pool of Bethesda? Knowing that God, if you just reach that water, God will heal you. Because you're going to need that healing power to take to the people. You're going to know that you stepped into the pool of Bethesda tonight, and everywhere you go, people are going to be healed. Nancy Connell has all these little wart things around her neck, and I was talking to her tonight, never noticed it before. And I thought, why does she have those around her neck? And when I was sitting there after God spoke to us, God said, why didn't you pray for her neck? You understand what God's saying? All right, if you see something that shouldn't be, that's abnormal in a person, hands should be laid on, prayer should be prayed, faith should be released, and they should be healed. That's what you've stepped into tonight. That's what you stepped into. Don't step out of it. God said, don't look back. All it is the days ahead of us. And each day, he didn't say each day holds its own sorrows. He said that each day holds its victories. And then you go and you get the victories that day. Next day, you get other victories. You got it made. I'm hearing God said, you got it made in the shade. What else could you ask for? What else could you ask for? He said, I came in my glory tonight, but I'm going to come in my glory every service. All of my glory is going to be seen in every service. And it's just going to increase and increase and never decrease. And God told me one time, daughter, when I start with my glory, it's never going to decrease. It's only going to increase. So are you ready? Are you really ready, young man, to walk in the fullness of God? Are you really ready for him to take you and take you in front of a bunch of, let's say, 10. I'm here, that's what I hear him say. Set you in the middle of 10 addicts, and you just have so much love for them that your love pours out into them and sets them free. Without saying a word, just your love, the love of Christ flowing out of you will set the people free. You need that love if you're going to do any signs, wonders, and miracles. The love of Christ has to be in you and the compassion of Christ in order for you to see miracles happen. Amen. If there's anybody in here tonight that you're not quite sure that you have everything it takes to go forth as this resurrection power, if you come to the altar, God's going to minister to you. And if I see you coming in chin coming, I'm going to tell you to go sit down. Amen. Don't be like I was when I already had all the anointing and I was going trying to get the same anointing and got hurt. So if you have questions about whether or not you have everything that it takes to walk in resurrection power and be used by God mightily, then come up the altar and God will meet you. And when you leave the altar, you'll be full of his essence. We're not going to do communion tonight because I want to teach on communion. Sorry, bread. Make bread soup with it. But it's time that the body of Christ does church properly. It's time that the body of Christ quit doing church as usual. Just because this is the way it was always done doesn't mean this is the way it's done now. And God told us that church will not be as usual. He told us that 20 years ago. Church is going to be so changed that it will not be as usual. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that not usual church? Are you really ready for God to take you and use you in ways you would never think of being used? And say, no, oh God, please, not now, not me. Because really and truly, if you are where God wants you to be, you'll say that sometimes. When you know what God's getting ready to do, you say, no, don't use me. But he's going to use you anyhow because he knows you don't mean no. All right? So then everybody in here's your A-OK. You know that, whoever said that, be quiet. You just, this side over, this is the peanut gallery, just be quiet. I'm talking to these guys over here. All right, you really want to be used by God, but you know that you're not quite there yet. And I know some of you aren't quite there yet. And if you want, God wants to minister to you right now.